It is July 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Don't forget to sign up for FIA Forum Frankfurt 2022 to be held on July 12th at the Hilton Hotel in the city center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. CEST. Abex Technologies has seen tremendous interest in their podcast series, Smarter Markets, with 850,000-plus downloads and a 320% increase in traffic growth. The podcasts have been hosted by Grant Williams. Episode 1 on January 15th had Jeff Curry, Global Head of Commodities Research from Goldman Sachs. The list of impressive guests has continued from there. They also have had a sub-series titled Systems at Risk, hosted by David Greeley. Walt Lucan was a guest on May 14th of that series. There are other hosts as well. You can follow them on Twitter at @smarter_markets or on LinkedIn at Smarter Markets. The Financial Times has a podcast titled How SPACs Went Splat that looks inside the business and financial stories of the moment with reporting from FT journalists. FT Tech has a video, The Ongoing Battle to Beat Crypto Thieves, that looks at how 2021 cryptocurrency theft had grown by 500% over the previous year. To help celebrate the inclusion of ETFs in Stock Connect, Hong Kong Exchange published a white paper, The Inclusion of ETFs in Stock Connect, Implications and Opportunities. There's a link in today's newsletter for the white paper. In rushing to tell the story of Highland Park yesterday, I forgot to include the fact that my wife and her family lived there for a time. Her brother, Jeff Bergstrom, who is an editor of JLN and our CIO, went to grade school and middle school in Highland Park. Cheryl, my wife, spent 3 years at Highland Park High School, and her brother Brian graduated from there. One of the things that happened on the 4th was that the Chicago Botanical Garden, where my mother-in-law was the director of development back in the day, was evacuated and closed because of the shooting in Highland Park, which abuts the garden. The story has a very wide impact across JLN and the Chicago area and beyond. I heard from one reader of JLN who was at the parade and is safe but shaken from the experience. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Incubex. Nodal Exchange and Incubex collaborate to launch the first of their kind environmental futures and options. Nodal Exchange and Incubex announced today the planned launch of new environmental products, including several first of their kind futures contracts and renewable energy credits, renewable natural gas certificates, renewable thermal certificates, and voluntary carbon offsets. The new Nodal Exchange products further expand the world's largest exchange suite of environmental products. My comment. Incubex continues to do interesting things with its partners, and who knows what will be next. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Michael Lewis, the thing that really works for Trump is the system's rigged. One of the greatest chroniclers of America's financial crisis takes aim at the former president and at the U.S. response to COVID. Real life is not stranger than fiction, but when Michael Lewis tells it, it's more exciting. Lewis is arguably the best in the world at finding underdogs and oddballs and spinning their triumphs into smart entertainment. The data-driven baseball manager Billy Bean in Moneyball, the wacky contrarian investors in The Big Short, Lewis made them superstars. And their stories made him richer than even his brief stint as a bond trader at Salomon Brothers did. Most of his 18 books are bestsellers, but do people really listen? My comment. If you tell a lie often enough, people will start to believe it. Where have I heard that before? Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. Are gas and nuclear energy green? European lawmakers say yes. The decision is likely to reverberate far beyond Europe's borders and set a benchmark that could be replicated around the world. In a landmark vote for Europe's climate and energy policies, lawmakers said on Wednesday that some gas and nuclear energy projects should be considered green and receive access to cheap loans and even state subsidies. A European Parliament meeting in Strasbourg, France, voted in favor of accepting a proposal by the European Commission, the EU executive, with 328 votes backing the proposal and 278 against. Comment from Jeff Bergstrom. Glowing green? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was our lead story. Natural gas soars 700%, becoming driving force in new Cold War, from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Second was $12.8 trillion in gold deposits discovered in Uganda, from GSI Exchange. And third, for this fourth time in the top three, was a hedge fund manager who moved to Miami from Chicago breaks down the pros and cons of living in the Magic City for employees of Ken Griffin Citadel, from food to crime to weather, from Business Insider. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the FT. Will the crypto crash derail the next web revolution? Advocates argue that the blockchain technology that underpins digital assets will withstand the recent fall in values. Ethan Buckman, co-founder of blockchain networks Cosmos, is doing his best to sound stoic. Since January, the collapse in cryptocurrency prices has wiped out 80% off the value of the Atom tokens that underpin Cosmos, slicing $10 billion from their total worth. Some people get shaken out. Some people get scared, Buckman said, of the price collapse in the tokens, which are used to secure the network, but others see it as an opportunity to double down on what they believe in. To read the rest of this story, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Supreme Court EPA ruling puts regulators in handcuffs. Conservatives are rejoicing now, but if scandals result, the backlash could be severe. At first glance, the principle behind last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision preventing the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating carbon emissions seems perfectly sensible. While federal agencies are empowered to regulate specific sectors, the court said, unelected bureaucrats cannot rush into new areas and pump out whatever costly rules they want. On major questions, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, in West Virginia versus EPA, the agency must point to clear congressional authorizations for the power it claims. To read the rest of this story, you can find a link in today's newsletter. And then finally, from Bloomberg, why payment for order flow made trades free but left SEC skeptical? The way stocks are bought and sold in the U.S. has changed dramatically over the past decade, and at the heart of the changes is something called payment for order flow, or PFOF. It's what's made much of the stock trading commission free, which in turn brought into the markets the millions of new retail investors who fueled 2021's so-called meme stock revolution. But PFOF has also become a focus of attention for the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and other critics, some of whom wonder if the free model is in fact the best deal. To read the rest of this story, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.